This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm currently just putting on some chapstick. I don't know why I started recording prior to applying, but my lips are so chapped. It's so dry. I have, like, so much oil on my face. So much chapstick. Anyways, hello. Welcome back. It's currently 10:20 p.m., and I am recording this at this hour because it's when my brain has felt settled. I've been very off, kind of, today, and usually today is my recording day, so I was kind of just waiting until I felt better, a little bit better. So here I am, recording. Today's episode is going to be a probably longer one, gonna be maybe filled with some storytelling, some reflections, some me just going on about my life, and things that have happened this year, reflections, thoughts about this year ending. It's such a weird time. It's like the in-between. It's this, like, I don't know, just like this end, but also this, like, rebirth of this new year. And there's a lot of pressure to, I don't know, finish a bunch of things, come to, like, these, like, resolutions and these, like, you know, lessons that we've learned and, like, things, you know, reflections and things that have gone on. And I feel like it can be really stressful to overthink about the end of the year and to obsessively, you know, make new manifestations and plans for the new year. So it's, like, both very stressful and exciting, a little bit of both for me, really feeling both sides of that. I'm definitely having a little end of the year burnout, I think, emotionally, physically. My body is literally so ill. Like, I feel like the last 3 or 4 months I've just been, like, going through it physically with all these different ailments and things that have been happening, and so my body's definitely screaming at me to just, like, chill the fuck out and not overwork, not overstress myself. And I think my brain's just been going a mile a minute, and I still feel like what happens too, I feel like as we carry on throughout the year and we don't get to process a lot of things that have happened, possibly, if you're like me. But I feel like a lot of times, you know, we just have to keep going and carrying on with life. And so we don't get the time to really stop and reflect and like sit with shit, you know? So I feel like this time is also hard because you just really got to be sitting with stuff. And it's a good time to kind of, like, acknowledge things that have happened, good things, bad things, all of that. And on top of all of that, the holidays are just weird in general for a lot of people, depending on, like, your family situation, your just life, living, etc. situation, financial situations. They can just impact the holidays. And I definitely don't have a big family, and I'm not going to see family this year, so I feel a little isolated and a little weird, but still, like, fine. Obviously, I'm so fine, but it's always a little anticlimactic and not as exciting for me during the holidays. But I have just kind of started doing my own traditions and kind of creating my own space and my own environment that I can feel celebratory and good in. So I don't know. It's been good, but I'm also just sending out a lot of love to anyone who is maybe currently not in the best place or not excited for the holidays or dreading them or whatever. It can definitely be a rough time. So just want to throw that out there before I get started. But yeah, I also wanted to, I guess, like, while I go through this year, I'm just going to kind of reflect back on all the different months of the year. I really recommend, if you're a writer, if you're someone who likes to document, I would really recommend writing, kind of going through. I went through my camera roll, actually, in my journal entries, and just, like, went back starting in January and just really tried to summarize all the things that have happened and themes of the month and things that I kind of, you know, was going through and experiencing. And it just really shocked me. Like, when you do exercises like that and you really, like, go back and reflect, it's so insane to see the growth and to see all the details and the little bits and things that you may have forgotten, because sometimes we can just look back on a big chunk of time. Like for me, I was like, wow, this year was just so painful and so intense and so heartbreaking. But then when I went back and looked back at all of these months, I was like, oh my God, I had so much fun too, though. And I did so much and I learned so much, and I traveled, I experienced it, I had new relationships, old relationships. I just went through so much, and we just forget about it often. So it's really nice to have that reminder kind of like the things you have done and been through and experienced and the life you've lived. And oftentimes we glaze over it and forget about it. So it was kind of a fun exercise to do, but also very, it kind of pulled on my heartstrings a little bit. And it was also kind of strange at times. But anyways, let's go through it together because it's going to be really fun and it might get a little personal, but you know what? That doesn't stop me ever, right? I just realize things are going to get personal real fast and then I just keep going with it. So anyways, January was a really transformative month. It's so funny. It's like when I look back at this year, like everything hit the fan in January and it just trickled down from there. Like January started off absolutely insane. So I was with my ex-boyfriend in January still. We celebrated New Year's together in Miami. If it's just so funny because if you've been following me for a while, like you'll know all of this stuff. But if not, welcome to my life. So in January, I was still with my ex-boyfriend who I was with for the year prior in 2021. And things very much fizzled out at the very early stages of that month. I felt very fizzled out and not like super hot about the relationship. Definitely felt like I was like, I don't know, like it just was definitely like something was up with me in that whole situation, whatever. So that was going on. Simultaneously, I also was looking for a new apartment, and I did move into the space that I'm in now. So actually I'm looking for an apartment soon because my lease is about to be up, but I digress. I was looking for apartments. I finally moved out in January into this new beautiful space. Still in downtown, but really great. Felt really good. I love moving in the beginning of the new year just because it just feels like a real fresh new start, which was really nice. I also hosted a Soho House event with my best friends at the time. And that was the first time I really felt like I had taken what I was doing and working on social media as my job into real life. Like I felt like I physically was able to manifest this space and this healing environment and this event. And I really just like felt really good to do. And it was really fun to do something in person like that. So that was really cool. That was like a very first beginning of the year achievement. And I also got bangs in January. So that's where I was at. And I met my current boyfriend that month, which is crazy. We've been, I guess, talking for almost a year. We weren't like fully talking right away, but anyways, I met him that month, and we met through mutual friends, through my old best friends, and yeah, the rest is kind of history. We had an immediate connection, and I feel like it just like, I don't know, like ever since I met him, I just was super intrigued by him, and we just like get along so fucking well. It's crazy. So yeah, that month was really kind of like, you know, that's why it was also weird with like my ex, and I'm not going to get into it, but it definitely was like, you know, a strange in between, and feelings were weird. And then towards the end of January was also whenever I had a crazy friend breakup. So let's get into then February, because actually I want to see if I can find my themes for January, because I make those like written out themes every month. And I feel like if I made them for January, that would have been so interesting to look at and see like what the themes were for every single month, you know? Let's see. Okay. I didn't have themes for January, but I have them for February. And let's get right into February, because this was also a very crazy month. February, my themes were orange wine, shadow work, slumber parties, cold showers, bangs, dark blues and cool colors, songs that make me cry. So obviously telling that I was, you know, kind of going, starting to go through it, but also obviously having fun. Orange wine, slumber parties, like, amazing. But that was definitely, like, the slumber party thing, I think, was because of Adrian. I don't know. Anyways, so February happened, you know, Valentine's Day, official breakup with my ex, which was really intense and really hard and really bad timing. But, you know, that happened. I also had my first kind of big photo shoot with Andy Blue, who has Lonely Ghost, and that was a really fun experience. I worked with an amazing photographer, and my friends were in it, and that was a really big moment for me, too. I was like, wow, like, I'm really out here modeling, and it felt very exciting and very fun, and I hadn't done a lot of modeling like that, so it was a good experience. I met a lot of cool people doing that as well. Then I had my first car break-in in February as well, which was the beginning of the rest of the year with the car break-ins. My car has gotten broken into this year 8 times now. My car window has been broken that many times. Insane, absolutely insane, but just the truth. And that was the first time it happened, was February. I also became close with this one girl who really helped me through the breakup and helped me through the friend breakups. And it's just crazy how much people come into your life for a reason sometimes, and they come in to help you heal, to help you move through things. She also just had moved to LA, so I was helping her adjust to being here as well. So I think, like, we really mutually benefited and really needed each other during that time, and it was really cool, and I spent a lot of time with her. So I also dyed my hair dark in February. I dyed it, like, very, very, very dark brown. And I just dyed it today as well, which is funny. Not as dark brown, but still, like, more of a warm tone brown. And I've never done anything to my hair up until this year. And this year I, like, was, like, bangs, dyed hair, glosses, like, bleaching. Like, I went, I don't know, obviously, again, very telling to how my year went because of all the hair changes. But anyways, so that's how February was. I'm, like, looking back now at all these little, like, I was finally getting my apartment set up. I was baking still a little bit. I was just, like, trying to thrive, you know what I mean? And then we have March, okay? So March's themes are spring cleaning, cargo pants, sage green, R&B love letters and songs, mini road trips, iced tea, going to therapy, and brown lip liner, which I still stand for all of those things. But yeah, this was a really good month, actually, because I went to San Francisco for the first time. I was going out a lot, actually, funny enough. And I went to San Francisco for the first time, and that was an amazing trip. I visited one of my friends up there and just got to explore the city. I was staying with two of my new friends as well and just ate a lot and walked around and explored. And I felt like I was actually kind of traveling by myself a little bit for the first time, and that was really fun. So yeah, that was a really nice way to start. And then March was a great month because I also went to New York and met a new friend in New York that it was like an online friend, Moya, who's like my favorite person. We met in New York, we stayed in Airbnb together, had the best time. That was another new, like, March was a lot of new, you know, it was springtime, a lot of new stuff was going on. I was starting to talk to this guy, obviously, and in this, like, new relationship, and I went on 2 trips and with two new people and places and a bunch of just, like, very kind of, like, exciting trips and things. I remember being very tired. I was like, wow, I, like, have been doing a lot. I also went to a Revolve party. I was going out a lot, I wrote down, and then some of my other friends also visited in town, so just a lot of good friend time in March. Just kind of, I think I was just surrounding myself with people that I loved. It was easier to deal with the breakup and everything. And then my Instagram started popping off. That's when, like, the virality was happening on Instagram. I wrote that down. So my posts were, like, really popping off, which is funny. And then in April, that was also a fantastic month. See, I'm remembering that these were good months. It's the later months, we'll get into it, that really kind of, like, weren't great. But April was insane. I went to Europe for the first time, went on a long flight for the first time, and I was there for like 3 or 4 weeks. It was absolutely insane. I turned 25 on the 19th in April. It was my birthday. And I turned 25 in Italy. And it was just incredible. Like, that trip changed my life. It was just like, opened my eyes up to everything. I mean, I'm going to travel more next year and hopefully stay in Italy. Not hopefully, I am going to go to Italy and back to Paris and hopefully travel some other places. But I fucking loved being in Europe, and it was just absolutely amazing. I also had a lot of amazing growth with my parents because they were also in Europe in like little moments. We like met up with each other, and there was a lot of growth there. And I think just like being with them as adults, it really hit me. And there was just a lot there that was really healing and good. And yeah, I also went to the Getty and museums. I had celebrated my friend's birthday party that month. And then my parents also visited before we went to Europe. And that was really fun to like show them my place and all that. So, and then we have May. May was really like a recovery month after all the traveling and trips and everything. I was just working and chilling a lot. I hung out with my friends, my two friends a lot. I did have a lot of anxiety that month. I remember definitely feeling kind of some of the effects of all this stuff kind of coming down. I also got a lot closer to Adrian. We went to the desert. We had like a fun little like overnight desert trip. I celebrated another friend of mine's birthday, which was really fun. And then I had a really cool photo shoot with this one named Ella, who shot me at my apartment, and it was so sick. So that was really cool. And then we have June. Actually, let's see if I have my May themes. I love looking at the themes. I think it's so cute. I'm like, I love looking back and seeing what I wrote and like what I was doing. I also had really fun nails all this year. I should like make a collection of all my nails I've had. Kind of funny. Let's see. So we have, okay, May themes. Cafe Club, which is and it's Parisian for like going to have a smoke outside. And then we have spring cleaning, desert trips, yellows and oranges, back and routine, fresh salads and produce, slip dresses and corsets, being unhinged, natural skin and hair. So I was definitely starting to get more used to kind of like the warmer weather. And I don't know, I think just kind of like, yeah, getting back into routine, whatever. That was a really good month. I was like still reflecting on, wow, my skin looked bomb in May. That's crazy. Anyways. I'm like looking back at all my photos like, damn, girl. Okay, so then June, we have, the themes are linen and satin, sea blue color, foreign films, morning journal pages, friend dinners, skinny dipping, frozen mango and pineapple, jazz house music, aloe vera shots. Absolutely. I was definitely in my like Italian summer soft girl vibe at this point in June. Such a good month. I was watching a lot of films. I think I felt very, very inspired in June. I'm such a summer girl, like I've mentioned, so I just felt very elevated, very in my element. Days were longer. Life was getting good. I had so many beach days. I went to Ojai with one of my friends, which was such a fun, magical time. We frolicked in fields and ate cherries and wrote, and it was just like so beautiful. And then I sold my first product, which was the 777 necklaces, and then I also had a Jeffrey Campbell shoot, which was another good photo shoot that I had this month that was really cool. And then I went to SF again with my friend, and we went up there for a bit, and I helped her move her stuff back down, and also visited Adrian, also visited my boyfriend and his brother up there because they're from the Bay. So that was cool. I also had another event in June, which was my second in-person event this year. That was really cool. It was like a journaling event, and mixed with people just came and got tickets, and we had some sponsors, and it was in this beautiful space, and it was so magical. And so that was really, really great. Another fun in-person activity that I did. And then I also started making the Paradise totes, which was really fun. So another good product. I was very big on trying to make products during that month and like seeing what was working and stuff. And that was just a really fun month. I think it was just a very fun, active month. And then June, July. July. So then I did a few, I did a Santa Barbara trip with my boyfriend at the time, and that was really fun. We went early morning. I think that was when we went early morning. And then I, let's see, we went to the Soho House a bit. I was really using my membership there, which was great. And then celebrated my friend Caroline's birthday party, which was so iconic. She is like the most iconic person. So we were just able to celebrate that. And it was like this mushroom fairy goddess party. It was so fun. And I also caught up with new and old friends, which was really cool. I did my love letters project, which was really fun. I need to do another one of those. And I think I was very introspective, but also just really enjoying life. Like, I think July was just really a very fruitful month for me, which it normally is, just because I love the summer, as we know. And I got so tan, and we also shot a lot at the beach. There was a lot of creativity happening. My boyfriend's brother's brand was like really starting, and so we were shooting a lot for that. I was taking a lot of photos. I was just like very, I think just very inspired. And I was like making jewelry and cooking, and it just, I don't know, life was pretty good in July. I had a lot of fun. And then in August, here it comes, the fall. Well, August was actually a pretty good month. I loved August, like late summer vibes are my favorite. I had my first Skims shoot, my first paid Skims ad, which was really cool for me because that was always a brand I wanted to work with. And then I got my IUD put in, which was very hectic and a lot, but very good, that I'm really glad I did that. And then I launched an Art of Seduction ebook, which was really exciting for me, and also made the Paradise Tanks. And then my boyfriend and I also spent a lot of time doing fun things. Like, we would have pasta nights, and we'd go to these really cool views in LA, and just like spend a lot of time doing some like new things, which was really fun. But August is always filled with just this kind of like late summer warmth that I just absolutely love. I'm looking back on my Instagram for August. A lot of good stuff in August. Skin was thriving because I literally was in the sun 24/7. Okay. And then we have September. So the September themes were dried fruits of all kinds, Pilates, being vulnerable, maple over pumpkin, natural nails, ranch, shower beer and wine, flip-flops, gatekeeping, and jazz music. Really love that one. I really felt all of that, which is hilarious. Like the shower beer, I haven't had a shower beer in a minute. That's definitely more of a summer thing, but still a vibe. And September was great. I mean, we're starting to transition into the colder-ish months, but there were still so many nights. I remember there was a few nights in September that were absolutely incredible. I was so happy because I remember just the nights would be long and warm, and we'd go to the beach and jump in the ocean at like 7 p.m. when the sun was setting, and it was warm, and there was just nothing like it. Like, I remember just those moments being so magical to me. And then what else happened in September? A lot of beach days, like I said, end of summer love. We had a really cool Newport day, which all of our friends went out to Newport Beach and just like ate acai bowls and swam and hung out and like just laughed. And it was just such a good day. And then we went to the Malibu Country Fair. I wanted to go to a fair so badly, and we checked it off the list. It was so fun and chaotic and kind of wild, but really, really fun. And then I was really into eating sandwiches in September for some reason. I was just like super into sandwiches. I think I had one like every single day, like all of September. So I need to bring that back. And then I went to Colorado and visited my parents and their new house for the first time. And it made me so happy to see them in a home somewhere else. Sad, but happy. And I had a really amazing time just hiking and being in lakes and being a wholesome, sweet Colorado angel. And then I dyed my hair at the end of September. I dyed it that light color. I bleached it for the first time. Really, really exciting. And then this is where things got a little funky. I'm not going to go into it, but there was a person and a situation that came into play during this month. So it kind of started making things a little awkward and rocky, stuff like that. Anyways, then I also had t-shirts made of me that month, which was like really crazy. And all that was happening, like all this like blow up of like t-shirts of me with my face on it and all this recognition, and like it was just weird time. And then it was October, and October could literally just fade away. October was rough, and I don't know why, I guess because September was rough, October was rough. Okay, I had my first breakup with my boyfriend currently, and just really rocky, just like communication problems. I just feel like everything was hitting the fan, you know what I mean? There was some good moments. There were some good moments. I had a lot of fun in certain times. It started to rain. It started to get cozy. I had a pretty decent Halloween-ish. I mean, it was pretty sad. I was pretty heartbroken. Honestly, most of October, I was heartbroken. I'm gonna be so honest. Really heartbroken. But it's okay. I had a lot of also weird kind of business weirdness and things like kind of new weird things happening with that. But I did get to go to a pumpkin patch, which was really fun. I really wanted to go. That was, like, on my list. And I was able to kind of have some fun, you know, just, like, cheeky little Halloween-y festive things. I went to so many fun Halloween parties on Halloween. Again, was very heartbroken, but spent so much time with friends and just, like, did so much good stuff. And it was such a good time. I got to see old friends, new friends, etc. And then October ended. Thank the fucking Lord. And then November happened. And November themes are red nails, eating seasonally, leg warmers, cycle syncing, not avoiding your feelings, handwritten letters, forehead kisses, and jazz music. All really great things. And November started off a little rocky too, but I was getting the hang of things, you know? I was kind of just feeling okay. And then another loss happened. My first ever boyfriend that I've talked about this, but my first ever boyfriend when I was 15 passed away from cancer. So that was really insane. I had a crazy existential crisis. I was deeply mourning him. I went to the memorial. I spent that whole in between of Halloween and the beginnings of November kind of just dealing with that. It was extremely painful, but I got through it. I was okay. But that was really just like the heartbreak mixed with that was absolutely terrible. But we got through it. We persevered. And then New York happened in November, which also changed everything for me. So I went to New York. I'm trying to think of like how much. I'm not going to share the full details. But anyways, I went to New York because I already had the trip planned. And I went as a, you know, slightly still heartbroken, but doing better girl. And ended up seeing my ex at the time and my current boyfriend now. We were broken up right through October in New York. We were both there at the same time. And we ended up talking, rekindling, and pretty much getting back together within considering getting back together. So that New York trip was so unbelievably amazing for so many ways. I met so many new friends. I have so many new friends now. I met some girls from Toronto and from another part of Canada, I think Ontario maybe. And I hung out with old friends. I caught up with all of my New York angels who I love seeing. I fell in love with New York again. Every single time I go there, I convince myself I need to move. Did a lot of that. Did a lot of running around, walking a lot. It was raining. It was cold. It was fun. I stayed. I mean, but I traveled for the first time by myself. Like, I literally took I took a plane there, stayed in a hotel room by myself, checked myself in, stayed in the room by myself the entire time. It was so crazy because I've never done that before. I know people are probably like listening to this like, wow, I've done that. But I have flight anxiety and I have really bad anxiety in general. So, you know, I was really proud of myself. So in November, I was really proud of myself. And I ended up, being so happy because I was rekindling this relationship that I really wanted to rekindle and had to shed some other people and things in my life that interfered with that relationship, which felt really good and just very cleansing. And I then went to Colorado and visited my parents again, which was really great, and spent Thanksgiving with them. It was really special and amazing. Then my Instagram got deactivated, which wasn't great, but it's fine. And then I flew back to LA, and I was also very sick. I got very sick in November, really bad flu, so that was also not fun. And then I flew back to LA after Thanksgiving, and it's been really nice since then, kind of, ups and downs. I came back to LA and just went through a lot of therapy, a lot of more existential moments, a lot of self-questioning and digging really deep on who I am as a person and my values and what I want in relationship and with my own self and my career. And a lot of self-exploration happened when I got back in November. And I mean, this whole year has been a series of that ultimately, but I had a lot of that coming back from those trips. And then I kind of just spent more time with my current boyfriend and just like really got into embracing the coziness and the slower moments of the holidays and December. And that's where we're at now, is December. And it's been a really good month for me. I have obviously had ups and downs. I had some physical discomfort. I still was getting over a cough, which took forever. I was having some migraine issues, currently having some IUD issues. So definitely haven't been feeling my best physically, but I've also been extremely motivated and disciplined and felt like I've been on a high of inspiration, which is really, really good for me because I can get into depressive episodes quite often. But I've been feeling really good, and I'm excited. I think that it's been really nice to just kind of lean into not really going out as much in December and spending time with people I really want to be around. And I also got a kitten earlier this month, and my sweet little angel Stevie. She is running around currently right now, and she's getting so big every single day. But I adopted her, not adopted, but like rescued her early this month, which has been really fun. And it's almost like my boyfriend and I are like kind of playing house, because she was such a little baby that we kind of had to spend extra time with her, and she had extra needs. And it's been really fun to just kind of go through that together. And I don't know, it was the first time also like being through the holidays, and it's always nice to kind of have someone around and everything. So yeah, that's been my year. That was kind of long, but a lot happened. And I'm really proud of myself though, I think this year, and as I just even heard myself talk about it, like I just feel like I did so many things that I never would have been able to do. And I've had so many years where I was completely immobilized by my anxiety or my relationships or where I was in life. And the fact that I was just able to say yes to so many things and accomplish so much and even endure heartbreak and extreme loss and pain, that I still can make it out the other side and support myself and take care of two animals and myself, and that, you know, my immediate family is healthy and fine. I've been pretty healthy decently. And there's a lot to be grateful for, and there's a lot to be proud of. And as much as this year was an absolute just like, what the fuck's going on half the time, I feel like it was one of my years that I've grown the most. And because some years I've had previously were very fun years and very exploratory and filled with just tons of pleasure and goodness. This year definitely tested me. But again, you learn a lot and life just keeps going. And I'm kind of just naming off some lessons I've learned this year, but a few of them are definitely that, like, one, life just really be going. And oftentimes you just kind of got to like ride the wave and endure things and take things as they come and day by day. And that's all you can do. And then another thing I learned is to trust your gut. Just trust your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, if you feel like saying no to something, do it. Another thing I learned is that honesty is really the most important thing ever. And that's being honest to other people, being honest to yourself, being honest to, you know, just honesty in general is really important. And then The last two are to say yes to things. Just, I said yes to so many things this year, and I really challenged myself, and I had a lot of reward from that. So it's really important to do that. To say yes and not be scared and fight the fear. And then the last one is that burnout is very real, and not just like work burnout. I feel like when people talk about burnout, it's like, oh, my work, like I've been overworking myself. I'm talking more about like emotional burnout and anxiety-induced burnout, traveling burnout, experience burnout, whatever. Just being mindful that our brains need time to really rest and chill out, and our bodies do too, and that's a really important lesson that I had to learn this year, because currently going through it a bit, you know, and I'm definitely not feeling my best. So anyways, those are some of my tips and lessons I've learned. I really recommend just skimming through, thinking about this year. I'll make some more journal prompts for the end of the month, obviously, end of the year. So stay tuned for those. Stay tuned for another episode next week, because I think I'm going to still do one next week between, you know, Christmas and New Year's. We'll see. But anyways, I love you guys, and I hope everyone's doing well. So I'll talk to you guys next week. Hello and welcome back. Happy last week of 2022. Happy Tuesday. My goodness, I feel like I'm in like the best and the worst headspace to be recording this episode, because I feel like I'm in like a silly, goofy mood, and I'm also like, I don't know, just like I've been kind of going through it and also just like reflecting like crazy, and I feel very excited and amped for the new year, but I'm also like just on edge and like feeling so weird as well. So I feel like my brain is just like all over the place, but I hope that will make for a good episode. I think it will. But this episode, I really just wanted to kind of talk about like, I guess, some things that I'm doing to plan for the new year, and some like things that I kind of just like, I don't know, like the ways that I kind of like to start a new year, some new things I'm wanting to do and stuff like that. So I hope everyone, first off, have a good Christmas or holiday season, depending on what you celebrate. Mine was very low-key, very chill. I think that's where a lot of my like weird kind of discomfort came from, just because the holidays, especially this year, they felt so intense. Like, I think because everyone's more online, it seems like, than ever. So you're really seeing tons of documentation about what people are doing and what they're getting and what they're eating and what they're like, where they're traveling to and their families. And you're really just getting a ton of insight into tons and tons of strangers' lives. And I feel like it's comforting and nice, but it's also kind of overwhelming and like overstimulating. So I stayed home this year, and my parents came and drove down from Colorado for a few days, and we kind of just like chilled. Like, my aunt was out of town, so we just kind of, they stayed at her house, and we just kind of like kept it low key and like literally made pizzas on Friday night, and then just like hung out, and like it was just so, I mean, Saturday night, Christmas Eve, it was just like so low key. There wasn't any kind of the normal traditions I have, and I think that's what like made me feel really weird and kind of sad, is like usually I'm in Texas or with my extended family, or I'm you know, eating traditional, more traditional Italian food or Mexican food, or like, I don't know, my grandma used to make, when she was still alive, she would make like the craziest spaghetti and meatballs and Italian sausage and rice balls and gumbo. And I just remember, like, I don't know, I guess also having like a destination or a place that you're going, or having more family and people around you during the holidays is really nice. So I think that made me a little sad and weird. And I think just also one thing I was going to mention is like, I think we get so obsessed with needing to have the vision boards and the inspirations for the new year and get all situated and excited and motivated and inspired. And I think another thing to think about though is like, this time can also be a time of mourning and a time of reflection, and reflection isn't always easy, and it doesn't always feel good, even if there were happy moments and good times this year. Maybe you've been through something, or you've lost someone, or you've gone through a lot of heartache, or, you know, things haven't worked out for you, or there's been a lot of change. Or maybe for me, one thing I'm realizing is, like, I had a lot of happier months in the beginning of the year, and then towards the end of the year, currently, I've been more sad. And so looking back on the earlier parts of the year have actually made me really sad, because I'm like, wow, look how happy I was, and look what all I was doing, and look where I was at. So I kind of get in this, like, comparison, which really isn't good. So I just think that's why there's some heaviness during this, like, weird week, and there's some just, like, I don't know, weird feelings and thoughts, and just, like, I think a lot of burnout. I feel like, you know, we work really hard during the year and a lot happens, and then during this time it's like, wow, I get to actually, like, breathe for a second and chill. And I've been enjoying just, like, watching movies and, like, resting more and just, like, really chilling out. So I think we need that. I think our brains are overstimulated. I think we need to just relax and take a chill pill and use this time to just reflect and mourn and also get inspired and excited, because obviously that's a huge part of the new year. So let's get into that.